That was 2023 then.
I think we're making inroads into our strategic plan for the town. By that, I mean, you know, we're continuously looking at infrastructure because that's one of our basic responsibilities. We are, I think, making inroads with respect to certain committees we've set up or are supporting. So the Mental Health Task Force was one of the new ones and part of our strategic plan, or at least it lends itself to one of those goals. Our Economic Development Committee are making inroads into sort of promoting Peace River or helping support business philosophy in Peace River. So I think that's working rather well. With respect to town, well, we ended up with a new CAO last November, I think. And so we're gradually getting to a full complement of staff. We have a new accountant type person, and we're getting a new engineer type person in September. So we have no excuses for not having administration in place anymore. And so, you know, they've been, town staff, I think they've been working rather well and rather hard, because some of them have had to be doing two jobs during this transition period in and of itself. Plus learning, if they're new to town, learning town systems and just bringing new knowledge to what we're doing. So other than that, I think our recreation programs and stuff are going full bore ahead. Our Baytex Arena, during COVID, it kind of had two lax years, more or less. But now those facilities are very well used and I think appreciated not just by people within the community, but sometimes visitors, and certainly the regional residents that you see using them as well. Our next big thing will be looking at the pool, looking at a plan there to say, how long do we expect the pool to live? What is its lifespan? Is it the building itself? Is it certain elements? People that use the pool are well aware the hot tub hasn't been in operation for almost a year now. So it's gradually getting fixed, but all these things are very expensive. So we're quite conscious about the taxpayer. There's 6,700 people in town, of which 2,000 or 3,000 of them are households that pay property taxes. So, you know, we are very conscious of that aspect of things. The Ski Hill has always had challenges in terms of the committee that, I don't want to say
manages
it. Yeah. So we've got a new committee that are pretty gung-ho, got some new ideas, seem to be getting financially in a state where they can move forward with some new initiatives. So the town is looking at doing a study. We're always good at doing studies sometimes, but you have to do studies, we found out. Otherwise, there's no grants available unless you've got some data. So we're working with the Ski Hill to try and, you know, help their cause. It's an amenity that many people speak of as being very valuable to the town. We want it to survive, but it, like other things, needs some challenges. We're very happy downtown. You know, the brewery's moved over to where it is now located, and is doing lots of things there. Legion Patio is very busy, I think. The Art Hub is certainly another one. It took a relatively large building for our town and is got lots of things going on in that building now. So very pleased with that, I think. Other than that, sooner or later, we're going to have all the lines painted in town. The potholes will be fixed. Who knows what else?
Just for my final question, is there anything potentially coming up in Peace River? Is there anything in the works?
You know, many things have happened on the river over the summer. So the next one, I think, is the Paddle of Peace is just coming up this weekend. And, you know, they had a successful jet boat race, the mud bog thing out at Northern Sunrise, very successful. We're partnering with the Northern Sunrise, their community services aspect, quite a bit, actually, in terms of these movies that are being shown. We've had some music events in the park, sometimes rained out, but we've, you know, trying. So we're moving in that way, make better use or more use of our park situation. We've got some beautiful parks. Let's use them. So we're just looking forward to, you know, finishing off a few projects and keeping up with our infrastructure as best we can. We're looking at the slide on 101st Street on the south side and getting some engineering done to say, okay, what do we have to do for that one? as you know, we're a town on hills. They sometimes move a bit. Yeah.
Much for taking the time to speak with me, and I look forward to speaking with you soon.
Yeah, we hope so.